We are Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station, in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. We have Brock Olson joining me in studio. Remember, you can go to brockolson.com for full details on everything that Brock does. That's from matchmaking to the Singles Network, podcast. He's got it all going on. brockolson.com. And Brock, thanks for coming in and doing this. We're helping out Robert here. He's made the big decision. Mm-hmm. He's going to take that leap. He's going to pop the question to his girlfriend. He's looking to do it next month. However, he's kind of hesitant on how to go about ring shopping, finding that perfect ring. He's been told numerous different things. The women are saying, yes, you know what? Bring her with you. You guys can go shopping together. You can get an idea what she's looking for. The guys are saying, but if you bring her, you might spend more than you're looking to spend. He's kind of torn. Wants to surprise her, but at the same time, obviously wants to get the perfect ring. What do you think is the best advice for him?
Sure.
And then maybe some other things as well.
Sure. So before we went to the music break, I was talking about how I went about it. I actually just, while we were at the mall, my girlfriend and I at the time, we were just walking in the mall and I said, hey, let's go into K Jewelers. And we went jewelry shopping. We didn't go ring shopping. And then while you're in there, you say, what kind of rings do you like? Do you like that type of cut? Do you like this type of color? Do you like this type of gold, this type of whatever? And just kind of let her pick it out. And then just keep looking at other things. Look at watches. Look at necklaces. And then move on. But take note of what it is that she just said, and that should really help you kind of gauge what her style, her preference, and that price point, because later on you can probably talk about, actually this next example I'll give you, helps you with that price point discussion. Like your guy friend said, oh, she's going to make you spend too much.
More, yeah.
So something my brother did, which I thought was really clever, is he actually proposed with a ring pop, and I've heard of this. So you propose with a ring pop because the ring isn't why you're getting married. It's a symbol of the relationship's continuity. That's what it's supposed to be about. But what you do is you propose with something that's not so significant, well, like a ring pop, and you say, let's go ring shopping together. Let's go pick something out. So if you're not too sure what to pick out right now, but you want her input, but you don't want to spoil the surprise, that's a really fun way of going about it, is just doing something like I said, the ring pop. You could do some other type of little funny ring, and then go get something that you both can pick out together, you know, that she has significant input. Because what a lot of the ladies are saying is she's going to be wearing this for the rest of her life. She doesn't want to wear something that you don't have the taste to pick out. Because let's be completely honest, guys, we have no idea what's going to look good on her hand. Let her have input. Don't just surprise her with something. The last thing you want to do is propose. She looks at that ring and has like that, ugh, I guess so. I guess I will. Yeah, it ruins it. Yeah,
ruins the moment.
And honestly, it's part of the experience, in my opinion, is to let her select what it is that she wants. Because you don't want to go buy something and then like a year or so later, she's like, hey, can we get something different? You don't want to do that. So let her have some input on the type of ring. It's really about what you're doing. You are proposing, you're saying that you want to spend the rest of your life together. And part of your life is making decisions together. Mm-hmm. So this is a really good opportunity for you guys to start doing that on the right foot. Like, include her in that decision-making process. It doesn't have to be a secret. And that's the other thing I was going to say, is proposing shouldn't necessarily be a secret, like your intentions, when and where. That's, guys, what you should be planning, when and where. But at the point of the proposal, it should almost be a formality at that point. Like, it shouldn't be this, like, she never saw it coming. Like, those are the ones I'm like, why would you do that? Yeah. Why do you think that you're at a place to propose and you've not even discussed that level of the relationship? So make the time and the moment the surprise. Don't make the proposal a surprise.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when this topic gets brought up, a lot of people start thinking about that price, though.
Mm-hmm.
So in your advice, now I've heard different things over the years. I'm sure tradition has changed and it's been a society thing.
Oh, yeah.
Things of that nature. You're supposed to put 20% of your income for the year or however you want to slice it. In your expert advice, the ring shouldn't really matter that much, but at the same time, you want it to be nice.
Of course.
So what's your rule of thumb there?
Yeah, so we can kind of look back at history. Why was it that the ring needed to represent a quarter of that guy's salary? It's because if he went off to war, she needed to be able to take care of herself. If he got, I don't know, he got some type of sickness and she had the kids, like, she needed to be able to take care of herself. If for whatever reason he couldn't stay in the picture, she needed to be able to pawn that ring and have some money. That's the purpose of that.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So since women are working, that's not really the case anymore. Guys, you don't need to be spending that much money on the ring. It's not for that. You know, obviously every relationship is going to be different, but the whole purpose, the historical aspect, was in case the guy had to exit or he did leave the relationship for whatever reason. So, as far as the ring budget goes, it all comes down to communications, you know. We always talk about this. It's just about conversations. Just have these conversations, and it can always start with a ring pop.
And I assume that would be the bottom line, too, would be that relationship. And obviously, you're going to be with somebody that doesn't really care about the ring.
Sure.
But I just know that that is a pressure.
And a lot
so
of
it's nice to let people off the hook in that sense.
Yes.
You want to have meaning and obviously be special.
100%. And you're able to finance rings. They do in-house financing.
Do all kinds.
Just be aware of those types of things. Don't do anything that's going to put you already at a disadvantage financially. Like you're supposed to be building a life that's sustainable. Don't put yourself on the back foot by stretching beyond your means just to get her to say yes. So
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Robert, for writing in. That's a great question. Fun little topic to think about and to talk about. And of course, thank you, Brock, for the advice. BrockOlson.com for all the details and everything Brock offers. This conversation and all the links to previous conversations will also be at hits96.com. And if you have a question that you'd like Brock to tackle, send me an email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O at WDODradio.com. And we'll answer it right here on the air. You can be as anonymous as you like. Brock, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.